Oh, that's my Prime delivery.
What, already?
Only one thing can match the buzz of Prime's fast delivery, and that's the buzz of Prime's entertainment.
What are we watching?
Heads of State, that new action comedy with Idris Elba as the Prime Minister, John Cena as the President, and Priyanka Chopra Jonas as their only hope. Looks like a blast.
From fast delivery to explosive entertainment, it's on Prime. For only $8.99 a month, join now. Content includes limited ads, subscription auto-renews. For more information, go to amazon.co.uk/prime.
Here's your morning TMB Tech Minute for Monday, July 21st. I'm Ariana Aspuru for The Wall Street Journal. Alaska Airlines has resumed operations after grounding its entire fleet for several hours on Sunday evening. The airline said it experienced an IT outage and marks the second time in just over a year that the airline has experienced such an outage. Alaska Airlines had a similar problem in April of 2024 after issues with an upgrade to the system that calculates weight and balance data for its flights. SS&C Technologies Holdings has struck a deal to buy the funds network Calastone from the private equity firm Carlyle Group for roughly $1 billion. Calastone operates a global funds network that connects over 4,500 financial organizations across 57 markets. SS&C, which provides software for financial services and healthcare industries, plans to use cash on hand and debt to fund the deal, which is slated to close by the end of the year. Plus, Microsoft has alerted customers to active attacks that are targeting on-premise SharePoint servers. In a blog post, the company's Security Response Center said the attacks exploit vulnerabilities that were partially addressed by a July security update. Cloud-based SharePoint Online in Microsoft 365 isn't affected, but the company has urged customers to install new security updates. And staying with Microsoft, the tech giant is betting on a variety of greenhouse gas removal technologies to offset its carbon footprint. One of these involves buying human and farm waste and then storing it underground. Last week, Microsoft announced a deal to purchase 4.9 million metric tons of durable carbon dioxide removal from Vaulted Deep over 12 years. It's the latest effort toward Microsoft's goal of being carbon negative by 2030. That's it for your TMB Tech Minute. Join us again this afternoon for more.